This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Bill goes down in flames, Lee.
Yep.
Two times. Second time with a vote. Because of the defection of 38 Republicans from a bill Trump supported, so did Elon Musk. Look, here's the bottom line here. This is a road bump. It really is. It's a bump in a road. The news this week really is good. It's not bad. The news this week is that cat turd chop block Congress. That's the news. That's the headline. Okay, so everybody's arguing right now, is Chip Roy to blame? Oh no, is it Mike Johnson? It's Mike Johnson's fault. But it's not Chip Roy's. He didn't do anything wrong. But the bottom line is, people like Cat Turd and DC Drano and libs of TikTok are now the most popular, are now the most powerful people in Washington. Let that sink in. They did something that we have been unable to do. They halted that bill. And Democrats are screaming bloody murder because they're terrified. They're blaming Elon Musk. Oh, a billionaire, too much influence. Elon Musk didn't do this. On his own, he's not powerful enough to do it. X did this. All Elon Musk did was retweet really good reporting by a lot of these accounts, many of which have followings bigger for a single X post, for a single, you know, what we used to call tweet, than CNN has an entire month. They were ahead of Fox News. They were ahead of Newsmax. They were ahead of every outlet I know of. They were ahead of Breitbart. They were ahead of Daily Caller. They absolutely smashed the mainstream media. Public got a look at, oh my gosh, what's going on here? Started calling their Congress members. They melted down, as they should have. And we stopped a horror show of a bill. That's a victory. And you know what that is? That's a break on the clown car. That checks every one of them, and they should all have, we should have the veto power. We, that is, as you said yesterday brilliantly, real democracy, actual democracy. Of course, the Democrats are horrified by
it. Of course.
So overall, this is good. We're having a little inner family fight right now. It's okay. We got to figure out how we're going to operate. That's going to be hard because we can't operate the way we did before. We'll go broke. Not only will we go broke, Trump will fail. He will fail catastrophically if we keep printing money. Because we got problems. And I pointed this out yesterday. I mean, even CNN is saying, look, inflation's up for food. Yeah, inflation didn't go anywhere. It's still there. It'll go clear back up to 8-9% if we lower interest rates. The only thing holding it back and covering it up is the interest rates. We can't keep printing. We can't. Trump will fail. J.D. Vance will fail. We will not save this country if we can't get a second term. So Chip Roy's right, so is Ralph Norman. They're arguing about how to do this and whether to do it now. Here's Trump's side of it. Trump's mad because he wants a debt limit increase. He wants to increase the debt limit. The reason he wants to do this, he says, is because, and I kind of asked this, like, why do you need to do that? Aren't we going to cut a bunch of stuff? Which is the counter argument. But his thing is, he's afraid to default on the debt because it's escalating. And he's afraid if he doesn't have the debt limit increase, if he can't get cuts right away, he could default. The Democrats could hold that over his head next year to get what they want when normally they couldn't get what they right. want. That's why he wants a clean debt ceiling. Okay, that's the argument. It's a strong argument.
Yeah,
it's
not, good explanation he's, there.
It's a very good argument, okay? Trump's not wrong about this, and I don't like
that's
it.
That's thinking down the road.
Yes, that's thinking down
get
the road.
That, you know, I understand.
Right. The flip side of this.
Yeah.
Chip Roy and Ralph Norman, who's going to come on at 8, are saying, look, we want a debt limit increase, too. We get what Trump's trying to do. They actually agree on that. The problem, they say, is you're going hundreds of billions of dollars of printed cash again in this bill with no offsets. In other words, cut somewhere else. Right. It ain't hard. There's so much waste in there. Heck, you know what you could cut? I got an idea. How about the cash debit cards for illegals? How about the $1 billion in FEMA for illegals? Let's do that. There's plenty of that in there. And all they're saying is, we'll give you your debt limit increase, but let us cut it out. We're going to pay for stuff now. We're not printing it. And Chip Roy was saying, look, we put forward a plan to do that this morning. You didn't listen to us, and you tried to jam this massive print fest down our throats again. We're not doing that to our kids anymore. That's what we told the public when we ran. We're not doing it. Trump is so desperate to take this power away from Chuck Schumer, the debt limit, because the Democrats would love for Trump to default on the debt. Oh my gosh, they would have a party. Yeah. They'd love to hurt the country like that too, right? Yeah. And Trump sees that coming. Okay, so look, this ain't the end of the world. I don't care if the government shuts down; no one's going to notice. They never do. So, the media can scream all they want about parks shutting down. Who cares? It's freezing. It's December. Yeah. Whatever. Get over it. I'm not going to the park.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Everybody else is getting paid, so I don't care. And by the way, we just had a study last week. 90% of federal employees do not come into the office. They're not working. Yeah. No one will notice. Who cares? Well, most of them are going to get paid anyway.
Nancy Mace explained this the other day on Fox. Yesterday, I believe it was. We had the story, and how so much of this is already taken care of anyway.
Yeah, it's already paid for.
You know, this is basically it is symbolism over substance.
Yeah. So that's the argument. This is Chip Roy and the 38, including Ralph Norman, drawing the line in the sand. They're not wrong. Neither is Trump. So they're having a little fight. You get over it. They'll work their way through this. They will. And we'll forget about this in a few weeks. But the screw up here, you want to blame somebody, blame Mike Johnson, because what he just did was evil. It was mean. It was horrible. It was despicable. Running this into the last 3 days in a naked bid to force his own party to do the will of the Democrat Party, who wrote most of this, by the way, put Trump and Chip Roy and Ralph Norman in a terrible, terrible position. So my criticism for Trump on this would be, you did a great job of anticipating what Chuck Schumer is going to do with that debt limit, okay? He knows you might default, and he's going to try to use it against you or force you to default. Either way, he doesn't care. He'll hurt the country to hurt you. Good anticipation of that, sir. But were you not paying attention to what Sleazy Mike was doing? Running this down so that we would get stuck in this position when you were telling us a month ago what a great guy he was, how he's going to be a great speaker. You're running around. You're at Madison Square Garden with the guy. You're on the plane with the guy, and he's screwing you the whole time. He is running down the clock for the Democrats and Chuck Schumer the whole time. What they should have been doing was sitting down with Chip Roy, going, okay, we want to spend this, number hundreds of billions of dollars. Cool, we're going to find offsets over here. We're going to cut some other stuff over here. And debt ceiling, everything goes down, everything's fine. They didn't. And the whole time that Elon and Trump are walking around, and Mike's sitting next to him eating, Mike Johnson, the speaker, sitting next to the meeting eating McDonald's, he's screwing him over. He's working for the Democrats behind the scenes. That was their mistake. That's not Chip Roy's mistake. Yeah. That's their mistake. They screwed up.
But it's
a small thing, okay? These aren't big things.
Johnson should have made sure that the Freedom Caucus was going to go along so that if we get to this and they use the calendar against us, then we make the Democrats vote no.
Yep, exactly.
That's where the problem is. And this, and I think this really lays there with Johnson, because this is a strategic error on his part. Because he has now got us in a situation where it's the Republicans who are voting no, which gives Democrats and the mainstream media the opportunity to beat Republicans over the head with it, even though this is still symbolism over substance.
But it wasn't a strategic error on Johnson's part.
It was the purpose.
It was on purpose.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know how I know that? I can prove it with math. Because what Johnson has done is he passes things now with all the Democrats voting with him in lockstep and a handful of Republican votes. He had planned to just cut out Elon Musk, cut out Doge, cut out Vivek Ramaswamy, cut out the Freedom Caucus, screw everybody over and give Chuck Schumer everything he wanted, including, I'm still not over this because I have like literal rage over this, okay? I mean, I do. I'm angry about it.
You need some help with that.
I really do, because I have been censored. I know what it is to be silenced. I can feel the boot on my neck right now, because if you watch me on YouTube, I'm not on YouTube anymore right now. No, I'm in YouTube prison again. I got two more strikes. So, and I don't even promote that account ever, because one day you're going to go there, it's going to be gone. Like right now, where you can't watch me. Who did that? Mike Johnson, damn it. Behind my back. And he goes in there. Lee, understand this, how bad this is, okay? The State Department had given notice to Congress, we're discontinuing our conservative censorship program. It's done. It only had a 7-year authorization anyway. It was expiring. They had another problem. They had been sued successfully. The judge said, look, you don't have the authorization to censor conservatives. You can't censor. They were going after whole publications, Breitbart, Daily Caller, X. They demonetized X. That's why Elon Musk is not making money off of it like he should, even though he's getting the clicks and the hits and the likes that he should get it. That's all that program, right? Hold on with the music. So what does Mike do? What does Mike do? We've won in court. We killed the program. Mike Johnson re-ups it. And then gives him a mandate to censor misinformation and funds it with my money. And Lee, in a close election, that kind of censorship will be the difference between a win and a loss. And Mike Johnson just did it to us with Chuck Schumer. That's why he had to jam this through. The internet was going to figure out he's censoring Republicans and conservatives and making us pay for it. That's how evil what he did is. That's how wrong and bad and horrible. But Trump should see it coming, because Mike has passed every bill for the last year with a majority of Democrats, but the spending ones. Did nobody notice what Mike was doing while he was on a plane with y'all? You didn't have a conversation. Hey, you talking to the Freedom Caucus? Are you just going to vote for whatever Chuck Schumer wants and jam it through over Republicans' objections? That would have been a conversation I would have had, you know, like over a beer or something. They didn't. They screwed up. But here's the thing. We won this week, and I don't want that to get lost, Lee. We won this week. A bunch of X accounts won this week. We got that bill pared down. It would have been so much worse. We'll work it out. But there's a new foundation going forward of, we ain't doing this anymore. Not this way. That's what was learned this week. That is major progress. It gives us hope for the country. So we'll work it out. But Chip Roy needs to return to Congress. He's doing the right thing. So is Ralph Norman, and we'll talk to him at 8 a.m.